Prayer.
There are five prayers on a daily basis.
Proof.
But alhamdulillah, Islam has offered us all the proofs.
Knowledge.
It's no good doing taqleed of someone who you've seen on television or heard on the media purely because they're famous.
Me, proudly I would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask her, why does she dress that way? All covered up in a world that gives it all away. Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Islamic Laws, which for this holy month of Ramadan is dedicated to the Islamic rulings concerning this holy month. Please stay with us.
Ramadan, month of the Quran, I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan.
Welcome back, dear listeners of Islamic Laws. In today's program, we cover some rules of fasting according to the verdicts of Ayatollah Khamenei. Also, in the section From Ritual to Spiritual, we try to explain how, in addition to acting upon the Islamic laws, we can go beyond and tread on the path of spiritual journey. Now let's listen to a part of Ayatollah Khamenei's biography.
On the 16th of July, 1939, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei was born in the holy city of Mashhad, in the province of Khorasan. Sayyid Ali was the second son of Sayyid Jawad Khamenei, a humble and poor Islamic scholar who taught all members of his family how to lead a simple and humble way of life. At the age of four, Sayyid Ali and his older brother Muhammad were sent to Maktab, the traditional primary schools of that time, in order to learn the alphabet and the Holy Quran. Later, he was transferred to a newly established Islamic school to continue his learning. After this primary schooling, Sayyid Ali pursued his studies at the theological seminary in Mashhad. He studied all the intermediate level curriculum, including logic, philosophy, and Islamic jurisprudence in the exceptionally short time of 5 years. He then started his advanced level studies called Dars-e-Kharij with such eminent scholars and instructors as Grand Ayatollah Milani.
If the crescent marking the beginning of Shawwal is not observed in a city by the local people, but the radio or television announces the beginning of Shawwal, should the local people act upon the radio announcement? Or should they ascertain by investigating whether Shawwal has commenced?
If the radio or television announcement makes them feel sure that Shawwal has commenced, or there is a decree by the jurist leader announcing the beginning of Shawwal, then there is no need for further investigation.
If the 29th day of the month is Eid al-Fitr in Tehran and Khorasan, is it permissible for the residents of areas like Bushehr to break their fast too, though the horizon of Tehran and Khorasan differs from the horizon of Bushehr?
If the horizons of two cities are so different that the new moon cannot be seen in one of them when sighted in the other, its sighting in the city located to the west of the other is not sufficient for the residents of the city to the east, where the sun sets earlier than in the city to the west, while it is sufficient in the opposite case.
A person sees the new crescent and knows that the city's religious authority is not able to see the new crescent for some reason. Is it his duty to inform the religious authority that he has observed the crescent?
It is not his duty to do so unless it leads to a violent consequence.
If on the evening of Eid al-Fitr, the moon appears as a very fine crescent having the same characteristics of the new crescent, does it mean that the next day is the first of Shawwal and then that the Eid was declared by mistake? Is one required to perform qadha for the last day of Ramadan?
The thinness or thickness of the moon and also its size and position in the sky are not sharia evidence in deciding the first or second of a month. But if it brings conviction to the mukallif, he is obliged to act in accordance with his knowledge in this case.
If it is permissible to follow a government announcement regarding sighting the crescent and it constitutes a scientific criterion for the new month in other regions, is it limited to an Islamic government or does it include a tyrannical government?
The criterion in this regard is being confident that the crescent is sighted in a place where it is sufficient in relation to the mukallaf.
Now let's listen to another part of Ayatollah Khamenei's biography.
Diligently and enthusiastically, Ayatollah Khamenei followed his advanced studies in Qom from 1958 to 1964 and benefited from the teachings of great scholars and grand Ayatollahs such as Ayatollah Brujerdi, Imam Khomeini, Ayatollah Ha'iri Yazdi, and Allama Tabatabai. He received the bad news that his father had lost his sight in one eye and was not able to read properly. This prompted him to return to Mashhad and, while being at the service of his father, seek further knowledge from him, from Ayatollah Milani and other important scholars residing in Mashhad. The young Sayyid Ali, who had now become a mujtahid by having completed his advanced level studies, began to teach various religious subjects to younger seminary and university students. From Ritual to Spiritual by Sheikh Salim Bimji.
We're going to be continuing on in our discussion that we began on the title From Ritual to Spiritual, the Fiqh and the Philosophy of Fasting of the Month of Ramadan. When the sixth Imam spoke about this, he gave us the following seven things that would break our fast from the spiritual perspective. He says that you need to protect your tongue from lying. He then says to lower your eye glances from what Allah has forbidden you to see. The Imam then says, do not fight with one another. He then says, do not be jealous of one another. Number five, he says, do not backbite one another. He also says, do not abuse one another. And the seventh the Imam mentions in this particular tradition is to not to be unjust to one another. I want to focus my attention on a few statements of Rasulullah. Rasulullah then says, and do not listen to anything your ears have been forbidden to listen to. Again, what we had mentioned, one from the words of the sixth Imam. The Imam, the Prophet then tells us, be kind to the orphans of others, so that your own orphans will equally receive kindness. Unfortunately, we here in the West don't really deal with orphans too often. You know, but if you look at many of the countries where we have come from, in the Middle East, in the East Asian continent, in the Far East, orphans are all too common a reality because of wars, as we see in Iraq, in many other parts of the world, Pakistan, Afghanistan, many other countries that we could just go on naming and naming. How many children have become orphans because of wars and fighting and so many other things that have happened around the world. And maybe if we don't have orphans here in our locality, we should be consider ourselves fortunate, but we should realize that those orphans, they don't have a mother or father to go home to for them to make them iftar, or for them to have sehri with, or to read the Quran with. So we should again put aside a portion of our money in this month of Ramadan and find those charities, those organizations that are doing good work overseas, giving, you know, preparing Eid gifts for the orphans, buying them presents, because these are children who have no mother, who have no father, who have nobody to give them that love and care and attention and support. And so we obviously have to also think about these boys and girls who are suffering and who have lost their, you know, everything, which whatever matters most to them being their parents. Then the Messenger of Allah says, and repent to Allah for your sins. Again, a very important concept of Ramadan is to ensure that we're constantly in a state of repentance, of istighfar. Not just, you know, once or twice a day, but, you know, all day. If we're commuting to work, rather than listening to talk radio, engage in istighfar. Whatever we're doing, we should always be in that state of asking Allah for forgiveness. Rasulullah, we are told that he would ask istighfar 70 times in a day, in one sitting. And when one of the wives of Rasulullah asked him, but you're immaculate, you're perfect, you don't make any mistakes, why are you asking istighfar from Allah? And he said, should I not be a humble, thankful servant of Allah? So if Rasulullah, who is at the level of Isma, he's perfect, he would ask Allah, he would say astaghfirullah, minimal 70 times a day. And 70 might just be a number, but it could be millions, you know, in Arabic usage, sometimes numbers are used in a metaphorical sense. If Rasulullah would do this, then we are obviously nothing compared to Rasulullah. So we also have to be in a state of constant forgiveness and asking Allah for forgiveness.
Is the sighting of the new crescent through binoculars, telescope, or the like sufficient?
The sighting of the new crescent with these instruments is also reliable, and its ruling does not differ from that of the naked eye, since the standard is to say it has been seen by eyes. However, computerized photographing of the crescent moon or the like, which cannot be clearly categorized as sighting, is problematic.
If it is difficult to ascertain the beginning of the month of Ramadan or Eid al-Fitr because of inability to observe the crescent at the beginning of the month due to clouds or for some other reason, and if the count of the month of Shaban or the month of Ramadan did not add up to 30 days, is it permissible for us in Japan to go by the horizon in Iran, or should we rely on the regular calendar? What is the rule?
If the crescent has not been ascertained even by being sighted in an adjacent city of the same horizon, on the evidence of two just witnesses, or on the basis of a decree by the religious authority, it is obligatory to observe caution until the beginning of the month is ascertained. The sighting of the crescent in Iran, which is to the west of Japan, cannot be a basis regarding the beginning of a month for one residing in Japan.
Being on the same horizon considered to be a condition in regards to observing the crescent?
It is enough for the crescent to be sighted in the areas of the same horizon, in nearby areas, or in the areas to the east.
What is meant by being on the same horizon?
When certain areas are located on the same longitude, they are said to share the same horizon.
If the Islamic scholars of a city differ regarding the new crescent and one considers all of them to be just and precise in the investigations, what is its duty?
If the difference between the two testimonies leads to contradiction in the sense that one of them claims the new crescent has been substantiated and the other claims the opposite, one's duty is to neglect both of them and act according to the principle. However, if the first group testifies to the sighting of the new crescent, but the second group does not claim to have seen it, others should accept the view of the first group, if they are just, and break their fast. The same rule applies when the authorized religious authority issues a decree announcing substantiation of the new crescent.
Are the beginning and end of Ramadan determined through sighting the crescent or by means of the calendar, even if Shaban was not 30 days?
Deciding the beginning of any lunar month is possible through one of the following methods: sighting the new moon by the Mukallaf himself, the testimony of two just witnesses to that effect, numerous reports that bring conviction that the moon has been sighted, completion of 30 days since the month's beginning, or the decree of a religious authority.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding Islamic laws, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Please mention the religious authority that you follow. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. We hope and pray that Allah accepts all your religious deeds in this holy month of Ramadan. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.